Module 7, Employee Accountability. We as consumers hold companies responsible for their actions, so why wouldn't we do the same for our employees? Employee accountability helps the employee take ownership of increasing productivity and decreasing waste. Having accountable employees also helps increase morale and customer satisfaction. The most important aspect is to make sure you are making the employees accountable in a fair manner. If your child failed his homework assignment, would you disown him? Hopefully not. You would tell them to do better next time and maybe come up with some ways to help. As a company, you can do the same things for your employees. Attitude. It's easy to think that attitude reflects only the employee, but it actually affects the whole company. A poor attitude decreases an employee's productivity and customer service. Their attitude affects other employees, decreasing morale and productivity. The poor attitude of an employee makes them less courteous to customers, therefore decreasing customer satisfaction and sale of goods and services. A leader with a poor attitude can send that negativity to their employees, creating snowball effects. It is important for an employee to come in with a positive attitude, or your company will not be able to reap the full benefit of its employees. It's not just the employee's job to keep their attitudes positive. The company can chip in by offering informational courses on stress management and keeping an environment that is low stress. Working with your employees, you can create a positive environment great for productivity and superb customer service. Attendance. Everyone gets sick. Sometimes when employees call in, it's because they are sick of work, not physically ill. Attendance is a huge issue for companies in the U.S., costing thousands of dollars per employee per year. When an employee is absent, morale for the department goes down, due to the stress of the other employees having to support the weight of the absent employee. Because of the loss of morale, productivity also goes down. Expenses for the company go up because they are expending the same amount of funds to produce the product or service and getting less productivity. If the company has to replace the employee while they are absent, that is even more profit being eaten up. This is not to say you should tell your employees they can't ever be absent. Keeping an employee accountable for their absenteeism is a way for you to control excessive absences. You can hold them accountable by setting a reasonable amount of days an employee can be absent per year. There can be exceptions made for severe illnesses if a doctor's note is provided. Honesty. As the old saying goes, honesty is the best policy. Honesty is important in any business. You as a company want to be honest about the product or service you are producing. You want your employees to be honest with customers and with you. If you don't create an environment where honesty is important, you run the risk of having to pay the price for it. Workplace honesty doesn't just pertain to being honest when something has gone wrong, like an accident. Here are some other examples of dishonesty. Embezzlement or employees taking money from the company. Time theft, employees not being honest about when or how long they work, leaving early without documenting, long lunches, coming in late. Excessive absenteeism, spending too much time on personal tasks instead of working. So how do you create an atmosphere where honesty is important? First, you want to lead by example. If you hold yourself to the highest standard, your employees will follow suit. Secondly, you want to create an environment where employees feel safe to communicate with you. Employees will be honest with you if they feel like they can talk to their management team without fear or having to become defensive. The third step is letting your staff know it's important to you that mistakes are acknowledged as soon as possible. Employees can make mistakes sometimes, and letting them know they can tell you without retribution encourages them to do so. Lastly, you will want to reward those employees who are following the policies and showing that they are honest consistently. Substance abuse and workplace violence. In any company, there should be policies in place regarding substance abuse and workplace violence. Substance abuse is excessively using or becoming addicted to a substance that could include drugs and/or alcohol. According to the National Council on Alcoholism and Drug Dependence, NCADD, drug abuse costs employers $81 billion annually. Substance abuse can come from many different physical and psychological problems. Sometimes an employee just needs some help getting over the hurdle that is addiction. As an employer, you should implement policies about substance abuse, and possibly some ways for employees to seek treatment for these addictions. So how does substance abuse affect the company or employee? Substance abuse could result in inconsistent quality of work, inhibited focus or concentration, decreased productivity, stealing, decreased morale, increased careless mistakes or accidents, unaccounted for absenteeism or periods where employee is missing from their position during the workday, taking unnecessary risks, confrontations or violent behavior, excessive tardiness, leaving early and long lunches, inability to take ownership of their own mistakes, complains constantly or has a negative attitude. Workplace violence is another huge issue in workplaces. So what exactly is workplace violence? The Department of Labor defines it as any act or threat of physical violence, harassment, intimidation, or other threatening disruptive behavior that occurs at the worksite. It can range anywhere from threats or verbal abuse up to physical assault or homicide. Unfortunately, no one is ever safe from workplace violence. Workplace violence can involve coworkers, consumers, and visitors. There are over 2 million people who report being a victim of workplace violence each year, according to OSHA. OSHA also reported that 17% of the fatal work injuries reported in 2012 were related to workplace violence. So how can you help protect your employees from workplace violence? Create a zero-tolerance policy for violence in the workplace. Ask employees what they have concerns about when it comes to their safety. Have your security team or an outsourced security team complete a risk assessment. Make sure building and parking lots are well lit, add cameras and secured entrances, like keys or pass cards. Have a way for people to report incidents, concerns, or suspicious behavior anonymously. Perform background checks on employees annually. Case study. Paula has been working at her company for almost 15 years. She loves her job and has a lot of work friends. She had planned on staying with the company until her retirement in the next 10 years, but has recently put in her resignation. A few months ago, she started having problems with a fellow coworker. She had known Steve for years, but his demeanor had recently changed. She had asked him about an error she found on one of his reports, and he replied by attacking her verbally. Paula apologized for upsetting him and wrote it off as a one-time issue. Steve seemed to still be upset about the issue and continually made rude comments towards Paula. Paula decided to talk to her supervisor about the problems she had been having with Steve. The supervisor listened, but from what Paula could tell, no action has ever been taken. She finally decided it was not a safe environment to work anymore and had to tender her resignation.